Well, hello everybody. This looks like it's back to basics and the theme song isn't playing. I hope you can all hear me out there in the chat room. All two of you. I don't know where everybody is tonight or what's going on. A lot of people said they were going to come to see to, wish Susie well and because she's not going to be around for a couple of weeks, and I thought people were going to come, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But Susie didn't make it. I don't know. I haven't heard from her since this morning, and so I'm hoping she's going to be okay and everything's good. We were going to do a silly topic tonight about rage quitting, and that's something that happened to me personally. So not exactly what I would call the greatest topic in the world, especially when I don't have Susie here. This is our topic, so it's going to be difficult. Do you guys hear me? Does anybody hear me in the chat room? Is anybody listening? Hello? Maybe you don't hear me. Okay, can you? I don't even know if you hear me. Hello, anybody hear me? I'm thinking that maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know what's going on here. Can't tell if anyone can hear me or not. This is weird. This is very weird. Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Susie. I don't know why the theme song didn't play. Something's really going on weird in the studio here. I can't call up any of the usual audio tracks. All I can really do is right now, as we kind of wait, I'm kind of hoping Susie shows up, we can bring on I'll play a little promo for everybody.
Dangerous Minds. The Back to Basics Network proudly presents Dangerous Minds Radio with your host, Godric Mandevil, featuring the vocal talent of Bub's Anarchist Hellcat, Bacon Bale, and Dinklage the Imp. 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dangerous Minds. Only on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And of course, that's going to be tomorrow at 10:30 on the Back to Basics Radio Network, right here. And we have one of our co-hosts in the chat room, Vacant Vale. And I'm hoping that some of you guys could be calling in. There's not a whole lot of people in the chat room. We have Vacant Vale, pun the psychologist. We have a guest. We have another guest. We have a third guest. We have Mrs. Jandy Kozbowski and Drifty the Shrunken Clown. So they've all come tonight. Now, one of the things we wanted to talk about was Susie was going to be away for a while. I was kind of hoping she'd be here for that. I don't know if, wait, maybe she's on her way. Let's see. No, she's not. Okay. oh, too bad. Susie is actually having a little surgery. So this was going to be her last radio show until she recovered And yeah, well, it shouldn't be all that long. It should just be maybe 3 to 4 to 6 weeks, maybe. Depends. So that's a handful of shows that I'll be doing, and I'll be looking for people like you, the viewer, the listener, to actually join me on these shows. So please call in, and I'd like to to discuss these things with you. The topic about rage quitting started with me. Actually, it started with my manager. My manager did a stupid thing, and he mixed reality with fantasy. He mixed Wrestler Unstoppable with physical reality, manager's reality. He mixed, yeah. He went OC on himself. So basically, he ended up in a situation where he was with a lady from the game who shall remain nameless. And she ended up doing him very, very wrong and leaving him and everything. And this was Sunday. He got really upset and he had to go in and kind of rage quit. So I rage quit and I quit all the companies I was in and I handed my own company off. And I was done. I said, I'm done. I'm not playing this goddamn fucking game again. Piece of shit. Ruined my life twice. That was my manager's life, by the way. Ruined my life twice. I'm not going to sit through this again. Blah, 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 blah. And then a very strange thing happened. All the Looney Bin chat hosts all messaged him one at a time. Not even in the Looney Bin chat group that's on Facebook. They all messaged him one at a time. What an outpouring of love from people like Wildfire and Cassie Joe and Mrs. Sassy Intentions. They were all absolutely fantastic. And I appreciate these people very, very much. Plus, there was an outpouring from the community in general, and they were saying, Dinklage, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get your ass back here. You can't leave. And I couldn't. I apologize for that because that's kind of bullshit. Taking my out of character real life situation and having it affect me, Dinklage the Imp. But it did because she was part of this whole thing. Hey, Judgment, how you doing? And yeah, she was part of the whole thing. She was part of Wrestler. She was very closely associated with me, but she was not with me. But she was with my manager, her manager, my manager, her character, no character, my character, no. So that's that all said. I'm sure some of you people have rage quit before. I was told that Mithras rage quits all the time, or he'd used to anyway. So I think that was actually kind of funny to do that. I have a caller, and I think I know who this is, but I'm going to bring him on without screening. So,
Yeah,
hello.
you know what it is.
It's Pun the Psychologist. How you
How
doing,
you
Mr.
doing,
Pun? All right,
Nick? I'm
doing
doing
good.
fantastic. I'm doing pretty good tonight now. So,
Yeah? How
yeah,
so?
now I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, any thoughts on rage quitting, people rage quitting the game and
You know, it honestly, it's exactly like you said. Most times people rage quit, at least from what I've seen, and I will tell you firsthand, I'm one that's done this myself, and I know Judgment can vouch for that as well, and I'm sure he probably will. I've rage quit. Let's see, it was either one or two occasions. I think the second time I left before I actually rage quit, but I was pretty much at my wit's end with a lot of stuff going on. I started confusing life with the game, therefore everything got mixed up, and the only way to go out was to go out in the flame of blazing glory of bitch-assery and butthurtness.
Well,
And I left all my companies, and I talked shit until I got unfanned by a bunch of people, you know?
And without naming names, it was not just reality and the game, it was reality, the game and radio. So, you know who the radio
Actually,
presence I was talking about is, but
Oh, dude, I do totally know who you're talking about. Yep.
yeah, I know you know. We've been talking all day about this.
Yes, we
But
have.
yeah, but she played me and she played you. So
I got a lot of respect for you, though. So.
Well, I had to warn you. I had to warn you and save you from being bamboozled like I was. You know, I was bamboozled by this woman, but, you know, my manager was, whatever. We're going out of character here. I don't give a shit. I was bamboozled by this woman for almost 5 full months. And, you know, her great strength is to say, well, I love you. I totally love you, which means I'm fed, you know, you're fed up with her, and she, that's where she has to go. She has to, like, you know, she's got to argue all the time, and then I love you. Oh, I totally love you. Yeah, it's just all false bullshit, you know, to drag you in and placate you and shit, and make you bend you to her will. And you didn't
play one person off of another, and she will tell somebody something and make you believe it until you actually go and talk to the other person. And you realize, wait a minute, we just fucking played. This is not cool.
Right.
No, I understand, and I respect you for it. So.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I tried to compromise her, with her. So I was with her for 5 months. The last month, maybe month and a half, or just kind of almost a nightmare. But, you know, there were some good moments, too. And then I found out that the entire time she was lying to me about things, and she was doing shit behind my back. And, you know, so, of course, what's my option in the game? She's closely associated to me. I'm in her company. She's in my companies and stuff like that. I'm doing GM work for her. I'm doing graphics for her. I'm doing, like, all this crap for her, and she's screwing me over. So I just ran in and said, fuck it. I quit. I don't want to be bothered with the game. I did that in 2014, but I didn't rage quit. I just closed my company down when the ninjas said they were closing the app. I closed my company down. I said goodbye to everybody, and boom. Sports Unstoppable shows up and buys the game. And I knew somebody would buy the game because the game has value. It would be stupid to shut something down and not make your, you know, cut your losses even. You know, just make a little coin back at the end of the day. So
my best advice, Dink, is you did the right thing by coming back. Because first off, you don't want somebody to ruin. It's a game. We all come here to enjoy what we do.
Of course.
Sometimes what we do. So you don't want anybody. Nobody should ruin that. Nobody should ruin that view.
Right. My world, and, you know, as Dinklage, and my world as Dinklage's manager, both revolved around Dinklage and her association in the game. You know, regardless of the fact that they weren't lovers, or they weren't really close, or they, you know, they had a employer-employee relationship in some areas. They were friends in some areas, and on the radio we were usually adversaries. So, you know, and it worked good because we had chemistry. We played off each other. We knew about each other and stuff like that. But in the end, it was too much for me, and I didn't know what else to do. Everything reminded me of her, so I just said, screw it, I'm just going to shut everything down and be gone. And freaking, you know, I had to come back, and this is radio, and you know, I wasn't sure I'd ever do radio again, and I don't know if I'll ever do radio again after tonight, because nobody freaking showed up here.
Oh, there's people showing up now, Dick.
We have a decent chat room. It's not too bad. I'm just saying Susie didn't show up, and I feel bad for that, because this was her, you know, this was her farewell show. So, and you know, in quitting, I realized that I was GMing in too many places, and in disassociating myself with this female, shall I call her? In disassociating myself with her, I found that, you know, I had a lot less companies to deal with, a lot less freaking almost no obligations other than my own company.
So you don't have to do a bunch of work for somebody else then?
Yeah, exactly. Like constantly.
And not get credit for it?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, she did a show in an entire company, and it was all my work. She just cut it out of a Google Doc and pasted it in and talked in between the matches, you know. Yeah, I know. That's right, at 187. Best way to get over that bitch is get under another. You said
that's
that right, brother.
That's the truth.
But she was actually the bitch that I got under from another bitch before that. So, and it's kind of funny because me and Pun were talking, and we both ran into two freaking con artist scammer women this year, and we both got got nailed by the same one there at the end. But so look out, people. You think you're going to meet somebody nice in the game, and usually
you won't.
Well, here, let me tell you, my manager's ex-wife one time said something very wise, and if you want to know, she was Gertrude Stein Barr. She's not around anymore. She's pretty much retired. But she said something wise in the game one time. She said, "We're all in Wrestler Unstoppable because we're broken, you know, and we need something in the community here to bolster us and stuff like that." And I thought that was really smart because we all are broken in a way. Now, some people are more fucking broken than others. So, you know, so there you go. Yeah, and Pimpin says, yeah, it's just easier to have multi-women. Pimpin, man, that is the story of Dinklage's life. And if I ain't got six bitches going on at the same time, I am not happy. But the old guy, the fat old guy that
we need to get you happy
keyboard,
again.
He needs, yeah, he could just use one woman, but no, not me. I can't. You know. Actually, I have a girlfriend now, believe it or not. That was another thing, too. Speaking of rage quitting, Dinklage broke up with Duchess, and Duchess rage quit. And then she begged Dinklage to come back. And I said, what makes you, I just broke up with you. Why would I come back to you? Why, because you rage quit? And we're dating another woman. She started dating another woman. And it was like, whatever makes you think this is going to work now after it didn't work before, you know? And so, you know, people rage quit for various reasons. But I think a lot of times it's some kind of attraction and that sort of thing. Because that's like passionate. You know, you get passionate about that. I could see if you have an argument with somebody and, you know, you're really at each other's throats and shit like that, that could get passionate enough that you want to rage quit over, you know, over it. And sometimes you just need to leave a bunch of companies. Judgment, I saw, I don't know if anybody's calling in here yet. No, I guess not. Judgment, yeah, there is somebody here. 478, is that Bubs? I don't know who that is. But anyway, Judgment, I saw, left a bunch of companies. It wasn't too bad. Jeez, I go to click it and it jumps. So I'm going to bring on this caller. Hey, 478 area code. Who do we have here? No screening.
I'm going to rage quit because you're a freaking hoe.
Okay, well, how about hoe? No,
I rage quit. I'm done. I quit. Bye.
Yep. That was it. Dinklage is retired. That was it.
No. I'm rage quitting because you're a hoe.
You're rage quitting because I'm a hoe?
Yes, you're a hoe.
What, did you want me to be faithful to you?
Of course.
Of course. You,
I mean, I'm not
going to say,
well, I am married to Icon, but, you know.
That's what I'm saying. What the hell? I'm not with you. I'm with Tigress now. That was really sweet because when Duchess went on the feed and said all the shit about Dinklage and then started rage quitting, Tigress came into my inbox and she said, would you like me to be your girlfriend? I was like, yes. I've been saying that for a while. She says, okay, you know, and she set some parameters up of how that would work, and I thought that was beautiful. And then later on she said, you know, you're the first game boyfriend I've ever had. I'm like, really? And she said, yeah, but I didn't want you to be alone or, you know, anything like that. And look, there was some weird-ass reason why you left Duchess. So I said, oh, it looks like I left Duchess for you. She's like, yeah, that's okay. But it certainly wasn't that. It certainly wasn't that that I left Duchess.
Judgment
things just got old.
Tigress.
Huh? What did you say there?
What is a tigress?
Yeah, Tigress, Tigress. She's a lovely lady, and you can usually find her. I don't know. I've been wrestling her for years, popping up here and there. But she's definitely in the loony bin. And she's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady. Very nice. And, you know, I have, not Tiger. Not Tigger going to pee in your butt. Not that one. But I remember that person. But, you know, people rage quit for different reasons. I'm sure that's well established. And, I don't know. Bubs, you ever rage quit?
No.
No, Bubs never rage quit. So what do you think about people who rage quit? Think it's stupid?
anything. Do what they want. I mean, you know, all they got to do is hit that, get no more notifications from the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, the...
Ain't happy, fine. But the thing that gets me about rage quitters, the dumb rage quitters, let's say this, is they want to defan all 2,000 of their
people. Yeah.
Seriously?
That is stupid. That,
you know,
is
what?
Stupid.
Let me go ahead and defan you once you've gotten through this first 50 that I just realized you're defanning, because I'm not putting up with it. I don't want it on my feet. I'm sick of the damn orange as it is. So, bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know a few people who need to rage quit, though.
Yeah, well, I know them too, and they never do, those people. But, yeah, you got to do a preemptive strike. When somebody's quitting all their fans on the feed, you don't want to sit there and watch that, especially when you realize that they're active players. Just go ahead and defan them ahead of time, and you don't have to see that shit. You know, but sometimes they don't defan you. I don't know. I don't know why people do that. It makes no sense, and very little coins. You get very little coins back, if you get any back at all anymore. I don't even know if you do for defanning people.
If you're
rage
quitting and you're getting rid of all these fans, why do you need the coins anyway?
Right. Yeah,
you don't need coins. Duh.
And if you're quitting, you don't have to rage quit. You can just quit. Just stop playing the game. And that's what I did in 2014, is I just kind of stopped playing the game, except I would sign on every day for 5 minutes and do my matches for companies and sign off and maybe grab a fan somewhere. But that's about it. And, you know, I did that for 9 months. And then somebody caught my eye on the feed and I started talking, and somebody invited me to a company and I started going there, and there was a bar and it looked nice, and but the graphic was shitty, and I fixed the graphic. I made him a nice graphic, and then here I am running a 180-member company, and up until just a few days ago, having, you know, being like an octopus, man, having a project at each tentacle and a project at each testicle, too. So, you know, I didn't think, you know, I never thought that it would be like that. And I never thought that I would own a company again. I didn't want to. It's too much fucking work. And yet it's, you know, sometimes it's the best thing. It's a joy. How do you feel, Bubs, about running CSWF?
It's a company.
Did I put you on the spot, honey? Did I put you on the spot?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a company, and it's—I mean, you know—you're obviously very proud of it, and you've been, you know, at the helm at CSWF for a long time. Even though, you know, Swamp Dog ran it for a long time, now you're like totally 100% at the helm. You moved it to a new location. You've got new GMs and stuff working. You've got, you know. You got it up and running.
I only added one new GM.
Oh, yeah. You know, but you know what I mean.
You
got, you
know,
you know,
and for some reason I picked this little midget that just annoys the hell out of me because you were taken.
because I was taken?
Yeah, I mean, you had too many tentacles in the pot.
I had too many testicles in the pot, exactly. Yeah, because... Because I was present when you picked him. I said, wow, she picked him over me. I can't believe that. But I didn't really have a lot of time at that time because I was running all full companies. So, you know, I was running a full tilt show. It's like, oh, I couldn't possibly. And she's like, oh, God, Jerk. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you. Dodged the bullet there. So that's the name of the show tonight. Dodge the bullet, because, you know, I got grazed by a bullet, but... Pun dodged a bullet tonight and today.
Dodged a major bullet, thanks to Mr. Dinklage.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, buddy. You know, I had to stop the insanity. Really, that's basically what it was. I had to inform you as to what was going on.
You're Susan Powder now?
Yep. What is that, hon?
You're Susan Powder now?
I'm Susan Powder. That's right. I'm Susan Powder.
Okay.
And I'm going to cut my hair really short and dye it white. Okay. So Susie's not making it. I don't know. I hope she's okay. She was giving me an itinerary of what was running down in her days, and she was kind of busy. And she said, no, everything should be fine for the show. I'll definitely be back. But apparently, reality caught up to Susie, and she's not going to be here at this show. She's going to be having some time off. She's having a little procedure done, and she'll be back as soon as she feels up to it. It's not going to take her too long, I don't think. But, you're kind of hoping that she'd be here and we'd be able to say, we love you, Suze. Hang in there, baby. So if you listen to the replay, we love you, Suze. Hang in there, baby. And
Susie, hurry back. Don't leave me with all these crazy people.
That's right. And
Susie!
And Bub's got a new show tomorrow night on the Back to Basics Network right here.
Does not have a new show. Bub's is just sitting in the background.
Bub's is in the background. Bub's is in the peanut gallery with me, actually in Vacant Vale. It's Godric's show, Dangerous Minds Radio, and that's cool. Now, with the drama that happened to my manager, I hate to bring that up again. Well, actually, I love to bring that up again. But still, with the drama that happened to my manager this weekend, I completely missed the fact that February 1st came and went. And that was supposed to be the debut of the Looney Bin radio show on Monday, which would have been Monday Madness at the Looney Bin. So we're looking at a Monday next week launch for that. And that is going to be with me and Cassie Joe as the hosts. And I thought I had a promo to play here, baby, but I don't see it. Where's my promo? Oh, man. That's just bumming me out, man. There was a promo for it. Anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, on Friday... because we played the Dangerous Minds promo already. On Friday is Misfits Radio. I don't know when that's going to be. I'll check with Mistress Doom. And I believe she's out there in the chat room. Yes, she is. So just let me know if you guys are and when and what time you're doing the Misfits Radio. And that's going to be supposed to be Friday night at 10:30. And then there is... on Saturday night, there's a little show that Bubs is also on, and it goes something like this.
Radical American Wrestling Federation presents RAWF After Hours with Lord Amadeus and Bubs Anarchist. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And there's Bubs with that giggle on that promo. You don't giggle like that anymore, Bubs. I haven't heard that one in a while.
You know why.
Yeah, I know why. And we really have nothing on Sunday, don't we? That's like the only day of the week that there's nothing slated on the Back to Basics Radio Network. But there is a show that's supposed to be on Sunday. Do you know anything about that, Bubs?
Well, no, it's supposed to be on. I don't know if it's going to be on this weekend because it's Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, that's true, too. Who's
not about going? That when we plan the the pay-per-view.
Oh, boy, yeah. Super Bowl pay-per-view.
Mardi Gras pay-per-view.
And Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras, very, very good. Mardi Gras pay-per-view. Yep, so that's every day of the week. On Monday would have been Looney, then Tuesday, the Unstoppable Super Show with, well, why don't I just play the promo?
The Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal and Judgment Misfit Icon. We'll be right back. Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And the Unstoppable Super Show is a great place to nerd out because basically we talk about the movies and entertainment and pop culture. And a lot of times it's things like, you know, science fiction and fantasy and superheroes and stuff like that. So if you want to get your Batman Jones on or you want to talk about the, you know, latest blockbuster, that's Hollywood Rick Brutal. Of course, his name is Hollywood. That's why he's always talking about movies. And that's Tuesday night on the Back to Basics Network right here. So we've exhausted our first half hour with the entire topic because we were hoping to hear from Susie and find out, you know, what was going on with her and see how much she wanted to actually say on the air about what she's doing and where she's going to be and what's going on with her. But, you know, I'm not going to tip the hand there. I'm just going to say she'll be gone and she'll be back. And we will definitely miss her because you know, this is her radio station, and she's doing a great thing for all of us by providing us with this awesome station that has, like, buku amount of time that you can do a show on. And, you know, she doesn't expect anything back from it. She's not charging us. You know, we don't pay Susie. This isn't a rent situation. This is a freebie. And, you know, what can I say? That's an amazing, generous offer to make to people to do that. And I'm very happy to have put and brought a couple of shows onto the network. So, you know, we're fill up some of that time. And it's great to be doing radio here. So if anybody else has any ideas about rage quitting or who rage quits or why people rage quit, you can give us a call. That guest call-in number is 646-478-0073. Call it direct. Call it collect. No, don't call it collect. But call it today. And that number, again, is free when you call from work. Yeah, I say that every week. Okay. But the best way to call in is to refresh your chat screen a million times until you see the Skype S button, the big blue S. Go ahead, click it, and call us in on Skype, which is a lot of fun, and it often works. So give us a buzz on Skype, and we'll see. Anybody? Anything? Bueller? Anybody? Yep.
You know, I think you kind of covered it all for your topic.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing is that for the past, 72 hours, I've been dealing with real life bullshit. And, you know,
Likewise.
You know, exactly. And I'm tired of it. And I'm ready to get back to back. I'm ready to go back to basics and, you know, have WUB fun again and not, you know, Psycho City. And I'm really happy to be able to be here and do this. And I didn't think I'd ever be able to do radio again, to tell you the truth. And
you're not the only one.
And here I am. And you know, that's, you know, we just gotta keep that you know, keep this perspective, and realize that, you know, we rule the airwaves, not somebody else. So, you know, that's why, yeah, that's it. I'm not going to say any more about that shit, but,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we're done. We're done with that. But, I am going to bring in a man who needs no introduction, so I'm not going to play one for him. Actually, I think I am. Hang on here. Let's see if I can find a introduction for this gentleman. Oh God, he's not a gentleman. That's why I can't find it. Let's see. Oh, it's giving me a hard time. Fuck it, ladies and gentlemen, Judgment J. Esquire. Oh, hey there, Judgy, how you doing?
What's up, buddies?
I don't know, man. This studio is getting really weird. Every time I go to try and type in the name of a intro theme or something that keeps popping up a window that says, are you sure you want to leave this page? No, I don't want to leave this page. I leave this page, the show ends. So it's like, what? Why does that keep happening? Hey, Judgment, how you doing?
I am good. I am here to represent the Whore of Babylons.
Okay.
Because I have to say that, now, whether or not anybody might be ready, I'm just saying, are you ready to rumble, people? Because unlike some people who will not say the RU name, I'm going to say the RU, but at the same time, I wonder if RU should be said, because we all know that deep down, the Whore of Babylon is really, are you a nut or are you not a nut?
Well,
I'm sure you can find out.
Testify.
Yeah. Yes. I am going to testify everything that's going on right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views of one Mr. Judgment J. Esquire have no connection to anybody in any company, in any faction, in any stable. It's all him. It's all him. Okay.
Thank you for the disclaimer, bud.
And they do not reflect the views of this station, but maybe the man, but maybe the radio host. Okay, go on, Judgment.
Yes. Watch Buzz's nipples.
Ping!
Leave my damn nipples alone, Judgy.
They are like a diving board on a swan.
What?
Rage.
Okay.
Oh,
if you get someone to rage quit, that's fun. I had someone rage quit, myself and the Misfits, over in RAWF. We've had two people rage quit.
Really?
Tonight. Yes,
tonight?
We're waiting on the third. Yes, we're waiting on the third.
Really?
Yeah, because they all travel together.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it's like Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Ain't that right, Bubs?
Uh-huh, yep.
It's like one carrying a briefcase and the other one carrying a satchel.
Wow.
So,
actually, watching someone rage quit is actually quite fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be.
Yes, and the views of 187 says the Misfits think that RU could be a whole two. A whole star two. Yes, whole star two. Whole double star two. Third triple star 3E.
Okay.
But if you get someone to rage quit, rage quitting is fun. You get them to rage quit. I've had a lot of people rage quit in our time. The Misfits have caused a lot of people to. 187 and Mrs. Doom will make someone rage quit just looking at them. Have you not seen it?
Yeah, we've seen it. I've seen it happen.
You're still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm lucky. I'm the lucky one.
Well, you know, I hate to bring this up again, but in support of my manager's girlfriend, I quit RAWF, and because she was, you know, being bullied by the Misfits, basically was the idea, and of course, you know, that was Lincoln, and that was Lincoln's lies and bullshit like that. But she turned around and went back to RAWF without telling me. She went back with some other people, and it was like a betrayal, but she never told me. I had Shell Kneebreaker had to tell me, oh, wait, she went back. I was like, what, Shell? What, really? I mean, I hadn't really much spoken to Shell, and I said, oh, well, you know, me, Are You Ready? Me and Duchess, we all quit at the same time, Duchess sort of for different reasons. But, you know, I just quit in support of her, and she went back. And, you know, it was like, gee, thanks for the betrayal. Thanks, for standing by your man and shit. But, you know, that's the problem when you mix reality with in character.
Isn't it funny that the ones that rage quit are the biggest whores in Unstoppable? I mean, you have one who is in rehab because she sucks dick so much, one Mad Cow, which is a whore. And now you've got... Then you got the one that, are you ready for a nut or are you not?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite amusing to watch these people.
She didn't,
the best
she
thing
didn't.
To do is don't get involved with these people. These people put a warning label. We need a shirt and unstoppable. Do not talk to these women. And we just have a list of women's name wrote down in the back.
Yeah. Do not fuck. The do not fuck list. But are you didn't rage quit.
You know,
back.
It's
I
kind
bet.
Of bad.
I don't care.
You know,
I bet you that's
Bubs,
a forecasting of the future, though.
What is that? Should that she eventually rage quit?
Yeah.
Bubs.
Oh, come on. She lives in this fucking game. She has no life outside of it.
Make out my name.
Bubs. Let's go on record to say that in the process that I have been witnessing in this particular moment, I would have to say Midnight Serenity. What's her name? Midnight Serenity?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say her name. I can't.
Moonlight.
How do you say
Moonlight? Yes, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, let this be said right now from Judgment J. Esquire. If someone's got a problem with it, I will say it to their face. At this moment in time, Moonlight Serenity and Sookie. Moonlight Serenity and Sookie are more women than Maddie, Mad Cow, and are you not going to be ever thought about being? Thank you.
They're more women?
Yeah, the other ones are just fake.
Ah, okay. So Moonlight Serenity is a real woman.
Well, you can say that.
I don't know if I call her a real woman.
I don't know.
I ain't saying shit on that. I'm leaving.
I guess more people I'm going to out. I'm going to out because this is out radio, ladies and gentlemen. That's
out
exactly
radio.
What this is. I'm fixing to tell you how many people portray a female who are really Jake from State Farm.
Judgment, man. That you should have a radio show called Out Radio. That would be perfect.
Out Radio.
That's it. That's the title. Out Radio with Judgment J. Esquire.
Let me give this to Mr. 187 and Mr. Tim so they can make so they'll remind me because I'll forget.
Or just do an out segment on the Misfits Radio. Outlist. Judgment J. Esquire. There you go. How about the outlist? Like the A list, you know?
Oh, we're gonna out. We're gonna be some Jake from State Farm. We need some Jake from State Farm intro music.
Okay. And if anybody listening out there wants to call in, please call in with the Skype button or call in with that stupid number I keep repeating, 646-478-0073. And I've used that number to call in before. It's not bad. It won't hurt you. But who else are you calling on?
Ow, it's hurting me. It's hurting me.
What the hell? Did she just scream in my ear for?
I don't know. I thought she sat in her headphones again.
Did she sit on her headphones? What?
I called in on the number. It's hurting me. It's hurting me.
Oh, okay. I kind of said it wouldn't hurt. Yeah, it hurt.
What happened?
I said the calling in on the telephone number wouldn't hurt her, and it hurt her. So,
but speaking on behalf of a lot of people, we do wish Susie the best. Hopefully she will be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better that you stay in bed and rest than ever try to come chasing Judgment, because Judgment can surely outrun you now.
That's right, man. But when she gets back on her feet, look out. There's an ass kicking coming.
Well, that's true. We can feed her to Caden.
Oh, boy.
So what was the topic?
The topic actually was we were talking about rage quitting. That's what we had with me and Susie came up with that. Susie said she had some insights and ideas. She was saying she wanted to talk about when Mithras used to rage quit all the time, which I didn't know about that. I don't remember him rage quitting as far as I knew. And
remember rage quitting. I remember Mithras just taking like a break, but I can't remember him rage quitting unless there's something I'm missing.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. That's why I was kind of hoping Susie would be here. Yeah, you know, she bailed on me, and it's her topic. But no, she didn't bail on me. I'm sure she has a very good reason for not being here because, hey, she owns a station. So, you know, she would be here if she could. So I wish her the best, and I'm sure she'll be listening to the thing. Now, one of the points I wanted to touch on with this rage quitting thing was the amount of time it takes rage quitters to come back. So I rage quit and came back in, what, a day? I was out Sunday night. I was back Monday afternoon or something like that. And, you know, for all the stress and trauma that my manager went through, GMing was very cathartic. It was very therapeutic to get my mind wrapped around something that, you know, I put together. So I put together the Looney Bin's last special free event of the January month. It looks a couple of days late, but the signups are all in January. And I have wrestlers, two wrestlers facing each other in a match, and they have to deliver poetry to each other. The first wrestler might say, "Roses are red, violets are blue." And the second wrestler will say, "You stink like a pile of poo. And I think you're a stupid jerk."
Oh, so it's Vacant Vale and who?
Exactly. Vacant Vale, it's perfect for him. And then the next guy would say, he would say, "You smell like a pile of poo. I think you're a stupid jerk." And the other guy said, "You don't know a shoot from work," or something. And it goes back and forth where the person answers the rhyme and delivers the next line that their opponent has to rhyme with. And the best rhyme gets 100 wrestler bucks, and the funniest one gets 50 wrestler bucks. And the trick here is to be the best and the funniest at the same time. So if you can make a good rhyme and be funny, you're going to walk away with 150 wrestler bucks. But we'll see what happens. I've tried this before, and you usually end up with like one semi-okay, almost coherent poem, and the rest of them are like, "Doorknob." You know, it's like some ridiculous thing. It's like, why did you just say that? Like, how is that part of a poem? But we'll see if people can follow the rules. You know, they sign up for it. They think this is going to be good.
You just go ahead and talk. Judgy.
Oh, yes. And they think they're going to go on and talk. And I don't know. Judgy disappeared. Where's Judgy?
Judgy.
Oh, bloody hell. Judgy dropped. He dropped from the cold.
Oh,
well, damn it. Yeah, I know. It's just me and Pun here. They're bubs.
Judgy, come back.
Judgy, come back. So, what are some of the more interesting matches you've seen? You know, like bizarre stipulations or things like I was saying about doing a poem inside the match. Anything memorable?
There's always, you know, putting two wrestlers that completely hate each other into a match and make them compliment each other for a 300% health match.
Yeah, that'd be pretty damn funny. You've actually got to come up with two wrestlers that really hate each other. That's not always easy, but sometimes that's too fucking easy.
They put Beast.
Actually, it's
666.
Pretty easy. If you have money suing a company, you just put them up against anybody.
Yeah,
they
that's
put B666 in a match and told him that he had to trash talk, and Beast was like, "Wait, what? You're telling me what I have to do now?" Like, it was great. He did it. I give him all credit. He fucking did it because he did it. You know, because it was what they asked him to do. But he was like, "Man, you know," I remember that he came out on the radio. He was like, "Man, you guys are really gonna fucking tell me what to do right now? Like, make me trash talk? What the
fuck?" That was the stipulation. Right. Yep. That was a stipulation. He had to trash talk. You know, in trash talk, I don't know if trash talk always means you have to, you know, lay the smack down on the other guy. Trash talk, as far as I know, could be, you know, self-promotion and maybe putting someone down to make yourself look better. That's what Dinklage would do. Dinklage isn't all about, you know, fuck you to the other guy. Dinklage is more like, "You ain't worth shit over there, dude. I'm fucking the star of this show." And, you know, so it depends on how you play your character, how you present yourself in the game. So this is, you know, a matter of how you want to project yourself, project your personality into your work. And, wrestling is definitely our work. Some of us GM and stuff like that, and you know, we do our shows, and our shows are our work. And some people just call their shows, and they don't really care to. You know, I was in a pay per view recently that looked like the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. It was just all text. There were no graphics. So this is a paper. How is this a pay per view? You know, a pay per view is supposed to be a lot of hoopla and stuff, and graphics and a theme, and you know, big matches with nameplates and, you know, everything. Shit, all my shows are big, you know, are matches with big nameplates and graphics. That, to me, is just a regular show.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. You know, I got that pay-per-view coming up. Now, I have graphics.
Uh-huh.
I just have graphics for the matches. So I'll tell you what. You go ahead and go look through all the matches for me, okay? And then you make the graphics.
Oh, okay. I have
a form. I tell you the truth, I am just I just don't fucking care right now.
Wait, yeah,
my manager has been sick, okay? My manager is just like, fuck it.
So you mean to do the thing where you put the two nameplates together with little verses in the middle and have them link to the match? That kind of graphic, or you're talking about pretty headers and pictures and stuff and locations?
No, I'm just too damn lazy to do it. I've got sayings for all the matches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, seriously, I mean, I've got everything, like, I wrote everything down, and I've got, a lot of Mardi Gras graphics and things like that.
Mm-hmm, right.
But I just don't have graphics for the matches themselves, and I planned on doing them this week, and I may still actually do them, but, have a nice description for every match. It's not like I'm saying, okay, Vacant Val versus Dinklage the Imp for the, you know, the mini Gator title or whatever. You know, it's not like that. I mean, it's like, you know, Vacant Val and Dinklage have been at each other, so, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, like that.
Right,
I mean,
right. You turn it into text. You talk it. Right. You present the show. That's what I always do. It's like, here's some matches. These are the opening matches, and then I'll talk about them, and I'll say, and now we have a contender match, and I'll say, these four people are going to face the champion. You know, the winner of this mini tournament is going to face the champion. Then I'll do the title match, and I'll say, you know, so-and-so has held the title for a while. Can this challenger who won last week's contender tournament, can this one take the belt from them? And, you know, just go in between each thing. And I had my girl Friday, who's no longer my girl Friday, used to do that with me. So she was a lot of times my show partner, and come in and talk between matches and stuff like that. And she started doing it with more people. So I'm sure she'll be back and doing that with other people. She ain't going to do it for me no more. So I got to look for a little lady. I like to work with women who will come in and chat between lines. That's I used to have an alt that would do that, but she's long retired. But she always listened to me. My alts always listen to me. But what I was saying was, when you do the two nameplates with the verses in the middle, I have a little form that I do. And the tedium really is choosing the teams and then finding the nameplates. So basically, I just set the match and grab the nameplates out of the match itself when they roll up. The hell with going through your freaking list and looking for crazy, you know, to find people's nameplates, because they roll right up in the match. Now, I used to do it the other way. I used to sit there and scroll and scroll and try and look and figure out, where is this person, you know? And, so a lot of times you've got somebody like JWT, and his nameplate looks like a big black blob.
An easy way to do it,
mm-hmm.
and I know this may sound crazy, and you know, for some people it would be great, but if you save the, like, you know, a lot of people, well, I don't know how many people do it. I know it's something that I do because I learned it from another owner. You know, I've got a Google Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have my roster, and I update it every week. I update it every Sunday, for all my rosters in there. But, you know, set one of those, you know, sheets. And, you know, the sheet that you do your roster on, set one box specifically with the links for everybody's
wrestler. Mm-hmm. You set them up in a spreadsheet.
Not just wrestler, but they're, you know, at least their
URL. Their nameplate, right.
Yeah, their nameplate URL. And that way, all you got to do, I mean, even if they change it, all you got to do is, you know, you've already got the link, so bam, bam, mm-hmm. you're done.
See, I just like to do it right out of the match itself live, because you never know when somebody's going to leave the company, and now you're not working on a separate doc. You're working on whoever is actually in the company. So you set them up for the match. They go, well, this person's not in the company. Oh, crap. They left. Okay, pick another opponent. There you go. Put that person in. And I started doing that with the contender tournaments, because I do four-man mini tournaments. And it was, I used to go crazy looking for the nameplates. It's like, wait a minute, just add them to the tournament and go over to the tab that has all the nameplates laid out beautifully for you, and go and copy and paste them into their little squares. So
I do what Bubs does. I make a document and put the nameplate links all into a page, and then obviously, you know, if you just watch your company, someone leaves, just delete their name off the document. I also put in that document a template that's got all the coding. It's just a shell. There's nothing actually typed into it. So all you have to do then is copy the nameplate link, paste them into your template underneath. It's already got your versus thing, and there's just basically your match link, you know.
Mm-hmm. I do that too. I call it a show blank. And copy the Google show blank for, you know, because I do one for each of the shows that, well, now I only do two shows, but, I guess I'm doing two shows in Looney Bin now. And one, I still work at AAA Campgrounds, which is, interesting little company, but it seems to be, trying to find its feet, trying to recover from Moonlit Serenity, almost ruining it. So, but I do the hardcore show there. And, I have a show blank for each of the things. I have a different verses for each of the things, or animated ones. And, that's what you do. You drop one nameplate in, and then the link to the match, and you're done. And, so you can set up a lot of stuff like that, title matches and stuff. For tag teams, it's a little bit of a pain in the ass. So what I like to do is, what Cassie Joe does in the Looney Bin, she has tag team nameplates. So she has nameplates for the tag team, and people will say, please make me a nameplate for the tag team. So I'll come out and make them a nameplate and give it to Cassie and say, here, these people wanted this for their nameplate. But Cassie makes her own, and they're fine. They're beautiful. It's a nice graphic and shit. And, I definitely appreciate taking the extra time to do that, but how else do you do tag teams? It isn't easy, let me tell you. So, so I find it just easier to go into the match and grab the nameplates as they roll up. It's kind of a pain in the ass. You got to wait for that damn thing to roll up. But then again, it's a lot easier than searching lists and lists and lists and lists to find the right person. And it's like, here she is, Killer Cougar. She's in the middle of the ladies list or something. Copy that in. Nope, she's right in the match. So you got them to both there. Bing, bing, copy, and copy the opponent. And you're done. And you're already at the URL. So, just copy that too. So all your information rolls right up at you. But I never thought to do that. I was always driving myself crazy. But for me, the hard part is figuring out really who is going to fight who. There are times when it's like, I'll say, if you want to come down and visit the show, we'll give you a match next week. So everybody who comes in and talks after the show ends and talk during the show, all get matches, like opening matches, preliminary matches. And then Looney Bin, we call them exercise matches. And, that's a nice way to just give somebody a bunch, give people matches for merit for showing up to look at your show. Because, things take time and they take effort. And if you're good, you're proud at with your work, and you go, hey, not bad. That's not bad. This is a decent show. If I, if I was a member of the company and I came into a show like this, I'd go, yeah, that's pretty good, It's got everything in. It's got everything you need.
You said you saw a pay-per-view that was just all text.
All text.
Yeah, I just brought my company back. But what I usually do for like pay-per-views, man, like you do so many pay-per-views, you have the bigger ones that you do. I actually do a full-fledged video with audio commentary, like a big pay-per-view promo.
Mm-hmm.
With the pay-per-views, I ended up doing like a flyer, like you know how back in the old like WWF days when
sure.
they would announce a pay-per-view in the lineup, they would actually show the pictures of the two guys standing next to each other and the logo of
mm-hmm.
whatever was going on behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
yeah,
I'd put their nameplates in it and the title of the
yeah.
pay-per-view and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. And then when the pay-per-view starts, instead of a versus tab and all the nameplates, I just use that picture and you click on the picture to get to the map. It saves
pretty
time
good.
With, yeah,
sure.
like, it works
yeah.
very well. If
yeah,
you
I,
want to
I
do
did
art,
that.
I mean, it's...
Uh-huh. I did that too. I did that in my old company, Vices and Virtues. I'd always have, you know, the two opponents with the logo of the pay-per-view in the background and their nameplates underneath them and everything. And yeah, definitely you link to that picture and bing, there's your match. You don't have to link the two nameplates or the verses between them and everything like that. So yeah, and that looks really good if you do it right, if you know what you're doing. And
it's a little time consuming, but
yeah,
I mean, if you think about it, if you're making the art, you've already got the background in there. You've already got the logo.
Mm-hmm.
All you have
yeah.
to change, really, is the avatars and the nameplate. It's just going
yeah.
and getting all the coding, you know, and getting all
yeah.
the links.
Getting all this, getting your shit together, but you want to pull out all the stops for a pay-per-view. You want to make it
yeah.
look better than a regular house show.
I agree.
And,
you always want to upscale it. So if you're only going to do a pay-per-view that's the quality of like a weekly show, you know, with the versus set, then drop your, I would suggest drop your weekly shows. You got to give the pay-per-view some extra incentive. I mean, it's like a once in a while thing. It's not a weekly show. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and each one's got a different name. It's like you said, a theme, there's creativity
mm-hmm.
behind it. So,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
embrace that for what it is and let your imagination go wild with the pay-per-view really, because
mm-hmm.
I think the people that do that have the more interesting pay-per-views out there.
Sure. I mean, if you look at RAWF, they always have great pay-per-views. They always have a good name and a theme. And it's usually something like, you know, Tropical Thunder or, you know, it's got that alliteration that, you know, wrestling companies will always use. You know, February fuck-ups. I don't know what the next one is. But
I did a pay-per-view for Toronto Hog Theory and Punished and Punky Tony. Which worked
mm-hmm.
really well because I just took the logo of the Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania sign when you go into town,
yeah.
and just put some wording over that, and it worked very well. It was very impressive.
Very, very cool, very cool. And so, how many weeks till winter? Till summer?
I didn't see my shadow this year.
Oh, okay, you didn't see your shadow. Yeah, definitely. Another company that I think does really good pay-per-views is WWWF, run by Magnum CW. And I haven't seen one in a while, so I maybe I'm just not looking. But he would do a full-length video, you know, like a slideshow video, and it would have every match, and it would have a song. And it was kind of fun to just to see that. And a lot of times, you know, people would message me and go, "Oh, you're in the video. Did you see? I'm like, "Really? No, but like, look, and like, oh yeah, there I am. There's Dinklage is in a title match or something like that." So
yeah. I don't,
you know,
do that for the bigger. I only do that for the bigger ones, but I do the same.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't done that. As a matter of fact, yeah. When I took over the Looney Bin, they weren't doing anything special. And I did the, well, I, even before I took over the Looney Bin, I was just GMing there, and it was July, and I did Christmas in July. So it was like a little mini pay-per-view. There were a couple of Christmas in July tournaments, and I ran an event called, what was it called, Secret Santa or something like that. And then it was a secret because nobody knew what they were going to have to do in it. You had to sign up for it, and then later on you'd find out what the stipulation was. And the stipulation was Santa went crazy and set the house on fire, and you had to get out of the house. And the participants had to try and end the match in as few moves as possible and without eye gouge or count out. And they would get, if they could do it in, what did I say, 16 moves, they would get a 10,000 coin bonus. And if they could do it in less than 16 moves, they would get a 5,000 coin bonus per move under 16. Well, some people were doing their matches in 8 moves, 7 and 8 moves and stuff like that. And this was before the bear hug and the choke slam and the Shining Wizard And some of the I feel moves like that can be used properly to really shorten the length of a match. I mean, you can definitely combo up some of those things and deal some major damage. And I don't know if I could do that again with this, but then again, it's a one-trick pony. Obviously, the answer is one person is the fall guy, and the other person attacks. So the fall guy would load up something like a corkscrew senton or something that was bound to fail, gorilla slam, and every turn that was bound to fail and do a lot of damage to them. And the other person would do, couple of big strong moves, and because usually they get a lot of energy from the other person doing damage to themselves, just load up a couple of big strong moves and go for the pin. So, it's really a one-trick pony. You can't do this too many times. In my old company, I did it 3 times, and by the third time, everybody had caught on. Oh, yeah, there were a million people doing diving headbutts and SSTs and all sorts of stuff. So, I love to see a match that does some different things. I do I have a trick in my bag of tricks called the Sesame Street Fight. The Sesame Street Fight is brought to you by the letter B. And you can only do moves that start with a B. And, that's usually a lot of fun because I dress it up with funky superhero Sesame Street characters I found from the video game Sesame Street Fighter, actually. So I thought of the name first and then found out there was a video game for it, and it had all these groovy Street Fighter pictures. So
that's awesome.
That's a lot of fun just by how you look at it, and then the fact that you're limited to the letter B. No other letter really works. I said, all right, so next letter. Nope, there is no other letter. You can't, C, close fist punch, choke slam, Yeah, C was almost like clothesline. C was the only other viable option. But the thing is, these have to be no defense, because it's pretty obvious what you're going to open with. So, the Sesame Street Fight has got to be no defense. And I screwed up the first time and said it with defense. It was like everyone was just, oh, B, backhand chop. There you go. Everybody would try to open with a backhand chop and they would all fail.
You could use B, technically. Having fist drop, drop kick. I don't know if there's any more than that.
Man, what do you have for building moves, like slower stuff?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. So, it's difficult to do that.
I guess the only match. It's like flipping a coin. It really is.
Yeah.
You don't know who's gonna win that match. It's the most random thing you'll ever do.
Yep. Definitely. I don't think a lot of people use the move though anymore because there's a nice smorgasbord of moves out there now. You do. Okay, good.
There's only certain times you use it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use it all the time.
The timing of moves is important. And sometimes I can open, with a super kick. It depends on how much energy I have. But a lot of times, if I even have half energy, I can open with a super kick. If I have full energy, a lot of times super kick will fail. So, it's an interesting thing. It doesn't always work at full energy all the time. Some other things do. You will notice that the spear works particularly well when you have 97 health. Why? I don't know. But it's 97 fatigue. When you have 97 fatigue, I don't know why, but the spear comes off 8 times out of 10. You'll get the spear to work. So just one of those things, one of those crazy wrestler unstoppable things. And we are swinging just past our first hour here. We have 30 minutes coming for all you people in the chat room. And, of course, for Pun and Bubs for calling in, Judgment for calling in before. Thank you guys and everything. We wanted to dedicate this last 30 minutes to Susie and her not going to be around too much anymore, but without her here to talk about it, we don't talk about it. So we all hope Susie the best, wish Susie the best, and hope to see her back really soon. And I'm sure she can. I'm sure she'll be back fairly soon. But meanwhile, you know, I'll be here doing this, and hopefully more people will show up. But I don't know if it's a slow night tonight or what. Is there like a run at the stores for Super Bowl? Super Bowl chips? Is the potato chip market flooded? You know, at this time, because I don't know. I don't know where the hell everybody is on a Wednesday night. But
yeah, is there like a big TV premiere or something that we can miss?
Hello, people.
Yep. So yeah, I just want to thank everybody for coming and calling in and stuff like that. And if you want to send Susie a message, I'm sure she'll be able to see him at some point in time. So you can send him to her inbox if you know her elsewhere. Definitely send her a message and say, hey, love you. You know, be strong, girl, and we'll see you soon. So, it's a lovely thing. So, anybody want to talk other than me?
I'm going to be smoking myself into a fucking coma over here, man.
Oh, there you go. Good. Well, have fun. You deserve it, brother. But, you know, Dinklage can talk. So I could do a whole... I'm going to extend the show a half hour. Why not? Because I just love to hear myself talk. Yeah, no, I'm not doing
it. You know, I'm usually the same way. I was just busy getting high for a minute. I could talk for... ever. It's just people might not want to hear what I have to say. You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's kind of way to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to, I don't want to do that. I want to, especially on this show. This is a different kind of show. I was talking to Susie about it, and she said, you know, you played intros on this show. And I said, yeah, I do. I did play intros on the show. She said, well, I don't think Back to Basics should have intros played. I said, okay. She says, you notice we never do a song break? I said, yeah, we don't do a song break. She said, it's just that kind of show. It's a chat show. We should just chat and invite people to call in and chat. And this is not a slick production, and we don't gonna have to have, you know what I mean? Because it's not a company-related show. It's a WU-related show. So it's not like we're blowing everybody's horns by saying, hey, and here they come, and there's whistles and bells. And I said, yeah, I can abide by that, you know. So, that's why it's kind of, I don't know, Susie feels it's the flagship show because it's just the pure radio show. It doesn't entail a lot of hoopla. Except for me. I'm a lot of hoopla. And I'm a lot of hooey, and I'm a lot
for
of bullshit.
For a midget to be a lot of something, I just wow.
I'm a whole lot of personality is what I am. But, yeah. So I do have some ideas coming up for Looney Bin Radio. I don't want to tip my hand or lay any of my cards out on the table yet, but I'm working on some interactive fun things, some like games to play with people in the chat room and stuff like that. So, expect more Looney stuff like that from Looney Bin Radio. At first I didn't like the concept of Looney Bin when I was handed it, because it was a very dank and dismal place. It was like a real psych ward, and it was like, eh, all the graphics are greenish, you know, like black and white with a green tint almost. And when I was handed the company, I said, I'm going to make this a fun Looney Bin. And, you know, I put made the crazy graphic for the front page with the brain sticking out of the guy's head and everything. And, I hope I captured the essence of what the Looney Bin, you know, was, at least in my mind, as far as the company is concerned. I think so. I mean, people really seem to like it. I'm hoping to make Looney Bin Radio the same way. Just kind of a fun place to go, something silly, something, there's going to be some surprises, some games. And I definitely want to have some different voices come. That's why I have Cassie Joe as my co-host. We did a little, you know, when you have an untested co-host, it's weird. It's like, will you have chemistry? And can you adapt to the other person to create chemistry? And I've done a couple of, I've had Cassie call into a couple of shows, and I think we're going to have no problem with that. Cassie has a different kind of voice. It's a little bit lower, a little bit more sultry, and I tend to want to listen to that a little bit because it's kind of sexy, and you know, I think she's gonna be a fine co-host for that show. So that will be, I hope that will be Monday if everything goes right, and Cassie can make it and I can make it, and so we'll be there with something different. Like I said, I have some things like, you know, games planned for the chat room. So hopefully we'll get some people in the chat room on that night and be able to enjoy ourselves that way. So what do you think about when people rage quit and come back really fast, like come back? Duchess, when she rage quit after she bitched about Dinklage, she came back in 24 hours. She was back in like no time. So let me see here. What was that, Bubs? I'm sorry, you got a pun dropped. I have to bring him back. What was that?
Nobody said she was the brightest light bulb in the chandelier.
Oh, is this a comment from the chat room?
No, I just that was, what? Never mind.
All right. I don't know. What was I talking about? Were you commenting on something
Ed,
I was talking about? It's just a stream of consciousness.
Deb, what did we think about people that rage quit and come right back? Well, they're not the brightest light bulb in the chandelier.
Yeah, that's for sure. When Dinklage dated Adriana Lopez, at the end of the date, I said to her, well, you know, I don't think I really feel that there's a spark or anything. I mean, we tried, but it just seems kind of meh. And she's like, really? Well, thank you. You helped me make a decision. And she rage quit, and immediately I had somebody in my inbox going, okay, why don't you count to like 30 before she comes back? And it was actually about 30 minutes, believe it or not, that she came back. And she was like, oh, friends wanted me to come back. So she was angry because at the end of one date, Dinklage said, I don't feel there's a spark. So that's no reason to rage quit. I'm sorry. We weren't married or anything. But she was one of these people that the second you ask somebody on a date, she and I went on a date to somebody's wedding. Yeah. And we sat in the seats in the wedding. It was an outdoor wedding. And she leaned over and she said, maybe that'll be us someday. I'm like, wait a minute. We're 2 minutes into this date. We just sat down in the pew. And you're telling me what? Maybe that'll be us someday? You know, holy shit. Talk about, you know, freaking zero to coitus in 60 seconds. Holy shit, honey. But, yeah, I guess that's why she had all these plans and aspirations. And I was like, yeah, no, it's not working. Not working for me. But then, you know, eventually I dated Duchess, and that lasted 5 months. And, you know, I put up a lot of shit for Duchess. And today she absolutely hates me. She has me defamed and blocked. She has my manager blocked on Facebook. I mean, she wants zero communication with me. And it was like, you know, I gave you a couple of chances, and she didn't wise up to what she was doing. She was GMing for me, and she screwed up every job she did. So I said, you know, well, I don't think we should be together anymore. I told her, I said, I found somebody else, but I really kind of didn't find somebody else. But she rage quit, freaked out and everything. And then she said she wasn't going to quit my company. She wasn't going to quit GMing for me. And I thought, damn, I had a golden opportunity. But eventually, like a few days later, quit because she kind of just had this dream. She was going to get Dinklage back, and there's no way that was going to happen. So me and my manager both faced fucking bullshit from women recently. So, we officially announced we're going gay. That's it. We're going gay. I want the cock from now on. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with women.
What?
I'm kidding. I just want to see if anybody's awake out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, good night. Like, here, I'm gone.
Back. Yeah, I might
No homo
yeah.
here.
Yeah, how to kill a chat show. Absolutely.
I bet you anybody that was about to nod off just woke the hell up.
Yeah, exactly. That was the idea. Stop drifting off over there. All right, we have another caller, and I'm not going to even take the time to screen this caller. Hello, caller. Identify yourself. Ooh, well, wait a minute. Hello, caller.
What?
Identify yourself. What?
It's Jada Girl.
Hi, Jada Girl. How you doing?
Oh, you can hear me this time?
I can hear you
yeah.
loud and clear. I don't...
That's good because it's cutting out on my...
okay, there you are. I don't recognize your area code, so yeah, that's normally. No, I just don't recognize it. What I'm, I gotta remember everybody's area code? What are you kidding me?
Yes.
But would be nice if when you assign a name to their telephone number, Blog Talk would remember it. But that would be asking too fucking much. So how are you, Jaded Girl?
Tired.
Tired, you're tired. Okay, and can I ask, have you ever rage quit before?
No, that's stupid as hell.
Yeah, it was. It was stupid of me to do it, too. You know, because it was stupid of my manager to make me rage quit because of someone else was harshing his buzz. Let's put it that way. So this bitch was harshing my buzz, and, you know, fuck that. Dinklage has work to do. Dinklage has friends. Dinklage has a girlfriend now and shit like that. And
you have a girlfriend now?
I actually do. I'm with Tigress. I'm with Tigress now, and she's very sweet. She's a very nice and sweet lady. So, and I'm her first
That's
boyfriend
great.
Ever. Yeah, she's really nice. So anyway, I'm not going to let somebody, ruin my good time because my manager feels that she was ruining his entire life. But it ended up being that my manager feels like, oh my God, I can't believe I was with this monster for, you know, for 4.5-5 months. And, you know, just now I am beginning to see her true colors shining through. So,
what happens? I mean,
yeah, it's what happens, but,
You live anywhere, my friend. You live anywhere.
Yep. And it's, you know, there's no reason. There's no reason for me to have done that. And I apologize to anybody that I might have pissed off or miffed. And there's a couple of companies I was GMing for that I said, look, I'm not coming back for various reasons. And I'm a lot happier for it. I have a lot more creative time. And that's the whole thing is when you're pressured to do, I was doing a hardcore tag show in one company, and I was doing some kind of bizarre ass division in another company that I didn't really freaking understand why. It was like heels versus faces, but men versus women. Were the men and women supposed to be heels and faces? And how the hell did that work? I don't know. It was very confusing. Yeah, it was like heels versus faces, right? So you got your heels team. And you got your faces team. Fine, that's great. The faces fight each other for the faces contender. The heels fight each other for the heels contender. Then there was a battle of the sexes contender added to it, where you're supposed to have a heel man and a face woman fight each other, or were you supposed to have four women fight each other, and then the you know like in a contender tournament, and then the winner fight the male belt holder, or you know, and vice versa. I don't know. It was confusing.
Oh, holy crap,
or was it just women versus men? Yeah, it was
exactly.
Like, holy shit. I don't want to do that shit. I want to do light work. Light work. Yeah. I just want to call it in, you know. I really don't want to go the extra mile. But, you know, I always do. If you look at the slideshow on this very show, you'll see the graphic I did with the Dinklage peering out from under the frame of the picture. You know, you can't see. He's cut off by the cameraman and stuff like that. And, you know, I like to do that for you know, a surprise when people think they're just going to see the same old boring company logos or something at the top of a radio show. And then the slide comes up where you kind of get a laugh. Tomorrow night on Dangerous Minds Radio, there is a slide of all of us hosts in the studio. And I have to admit, there's a girl that just stands to my right in that picture who looks extremely sexy. And then there's Vacant Veil on the other side to balance that out. So, come to the show, check out the graphics tomorrow night. Absolutely. Also, if you are part of the, if you have the Back to Basics, Facebook site, you'll see that shows are updated there and you can see the graphics and get links right in. So you don't have to, search or see these things roll up on the feed. Speaking of which, as we are kind of rolling into the lesser part, I never read off the list of sponsors to this very show, and I don't know if I'm actually going to have a lot of time to do that, but I'm going to try. Back to Basics Radio is sponsored by other companies who we have a deal with, where they put the link to this radio show in their on their company page, and we read off their names on the radio live. And sometimes Susie and I will actually, promote a company and say who the owner is. But I'm going to read them off real quick. They are Mick Haggis Place, The Looney Bin. Have we talked enough about The Looney Bin tonight? Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF. Heart and Soul Wrestling, Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation, CSWF, 3121 Wrestling, AAA Campgrounds, Platinum Angels Corporation, Trash Co., yes, Vacant Fails Trash Co., 4UK Wrestling, Alternate Wrestling Entertainment, The Unstoppable Lounge, Keystone Championship Wrestling, Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, NAWF, Global International Wrestling, KISS, Keep It Simple Sexy Wrestling, Delirium Impact, Psychotic Impact Wrestling, WWF Ultimate, Muppets House of Hardcore Wrestling, Nightmare Championship Wrestling, WCW World Championship Wrestling, 4UK Wrestling Hardcore, WCW, WWE, TNA, and Total Nonstop Action TNA. Those are the sponsors. And anybody wants any invites to any of the companies or check any of the companies out, you go to the Back to Basics page that we will keep promoting all the time. There's links there. There's links there to every one of those companies. And you can say, I'm for some reason interested in WCW World Championship Wrestling. Yes, let me click on that because I was an old WCW mark back before they got shitty. When the hell was that? Oh, just about 1998. I guess it was about the height of that company.
Well, that's about right.
Yeah, they should call it WCW 1998 Wrestling. That would make sense. At least they'd have like the active NWO and some of the better parts of the storylines of WCW. WCW, but
well,
if you know
I
anything.
I heard that little smart-ass comment about a sexy girl to your left or whatever.
Yeah, what about it?
I was eating a cookie.
Ooh.
I was eating homemade cookies.
Ah, okay. That sounds good. We just have 90 seconds left. Anybody want to promote anything?
Yep, Saturday night. 10 o'clock, RAWF, after hours, be there.
That's right, be there or be square. How about you, Pun? You got anything planned?
Oh, geez, let's see. I think tomorrow night after DMW Radio.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do tomorrow night after, isn't DMW Radio on tomorrow night?
It is on tomorrow night. And
after DMW Radio, EWA Late Night Zone Out. Come in. Have some fun. Pun's got a lot on his mind. So
okay.
You might not want to miss that show. I'm just
Pun
saying.
Is going to unload on EWA. What's the full name? Hardcore Burnout? No.
No, Extreme Wrestling Line.
Yeah. But what was the name of the show? EWA?
Late Night Zone Out.
Late Night Zone Out. I know. I said Hardcore Burnout. No, that's not right. Late Night Zone
no,
Out.
No, I'm a Hardcore Burnout. I'm a Hardcore Burnout. The show is Late Night Zone Out.
That's kind of what I was getting at. Hardcore for now. So we're just going to say goodbye here to everybody who's listening to the show here live. And for those of you who are listening to the replay, we're going into the after party. Have a good night, everybody. Boom, boom, boom. Thanks, guys, for trying to help out here. It's kind of hard to pull off a show with the major host whose idea it was to actually do the show unable to make it. So it was very nice that you guys were able to
come. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come in and call.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thank you for a lot more than that, though. But I mean, thank you for letting me call.
Yeah, I know you've been thanking me all day, but it's you know, in the middle of the night, I just had to say something when I found out what was going on, and that, you know, it had gotten so crazy, and I had no idea that the information I was going to give you was going to be so essential to you.
Well, yeah,
that
because
point.
She kept all that away from me. I didn't know any of that.
Hey guys.
Mm-hmm.
She played.
Go to the green room.
Yeah.
Seriously, take it to the green room, and that way.
No, we don't have to talk about it. We've talked about it personally.
No, I'm just saying if y'all. No, it's just easier to, you know, go to the green room and deal with it there. I mean, and y'all can talk about it there, but instead of it being recorded, I'm just.
Yeah. No,
right.
Buzz is right.
Yeah, no problem. We don't need to go to the green room, though, because, you know, I mean, it's just the four of us. We could even end the after party, and, you know, so we don't really need to do that. So I just want to thank you guys for calling in, Jaded Girl. Of course, Bubs, always, you know, thank you. You're the savior of every show. And Pun, you know, great having you here and stuff like that. It was nice that you guys could help me out through the show. Yeah, because I didn't want to play music, and I didn't want to be, you know, have a corny show like that. So,
well, I told you earlier, anything you needed, you know,
I could.
And then when I was listening, and I thought Susie was coming, and she didn't come, and I'm like, I heard the beginning of the show, and you're just like, shit, nobody's calling in. I'm like, dude, do you want me to call in? Because I'll totally fucking call in.
Definitely. We need somebody to call in. Help. Yeah, I'm sure Susie's going to feel really bad that she missed it, because she was definitely looking forward to being here tonight. And, you know, whatever happened, whether she fell asleep or, you know, whatever happened, I'm sure she's going to notice it at some time and be like, oh, I missed the show. And I hope she doesn't listen to the replay. Sorry, Susie, we did the best we could. But, yeah, it was cool. So I think I'm just going to push the big red button and say thank you and end the after party here, because I can't take all this excitement. Okay, so thanks a lot for calling in, everybody, and we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.